Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Even though they missed the playoffs, the Red Sox are still in the news. The team this week appointed Ben Cherington as general manager, and now he's leading the search for a manager to replace Terry Francona. All this follows a late-season slide on the field and a controversy over chicken and beer in the clubhouse. WBUR's Doug Tribou looks at whether the spate of negative news will tarnish the Red Sox image.
Which came first, the fried chicken or the historic season-ending egg? It's still up for debate, but since the Boston Globe first reported that some Red Sox starting pitchers drank beer and ate fried chicken in the clubhouse during games, the two events have become intertwined. New general manager Ben Cherington says he won't let the clubhouse drinking controversy define the team.
I don't believe that anybody, player, coach, front office, any of you, should be judged on one moment, one episode, one piece of behavior. We need to judge people on the body of work.
The problem is that the Red Sox body of work also includes blowing a 9-game lead in the American League wildcard race. Glenn Stout is the author of Fenway Park 1912. He says the Red Sox late-season stumbling was reminiscent of the team's decades as lovable losers, but the image of highly paid athletes drinking beer during games takes fans' frustrations beyond disappointment.
And then there's a real betrayal, because the difference now than from the past, it's not just like, oh, you know, we spent $10 on a ticket. No, we spent $500 to take the family to Fenway Park, and now we feel like we were ripped off.
Kristen Kaliga owns K-Sports and Entertainment. The agency's clients include Patriots defensive lineman Vince Wilfork. Kaliga says sports scandals not only impact teams' images, they affect players' marketability.
A lot of companies don't want to take that risk and be associated with an athlete that has done something. With the Red Sox, however, you know, if I were Popeyes, I would probably want to jump all over doing some type of an endorsement.
One of the players who drank beer during games is Clay Buchholz. In a recent interview with radio station WEEI, the pitcher said he and his teammates recognize that the team's popularity translates into scrutiny few other franchises experience.
We're under a microscope for, everybody says 8 months out of the year, but it's really 12 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is.
The Red Sox may be used to operating in the spotlight, but Chris Cakebread, a professor of advertising at Boston University's College of Communication, says the team's response to the controversy has added to the negative publicity.
Communications grade is an F because they have absolutely no consistent response. They clearly have not gone and followed the prescribed formula of how they would deal with such a negative situation.
But Cakebread says the Red Sox image is simply too strong to be seriously damaged by the occasional polarizing player or controversial incident.
You've had Roger Clemens, you've had Manny Ramirez, you've got these clowns in the clubhouse drinking beer. I mean, they're individual exceptions to this unbelievably strong sports brand. So there's just this incredible loyalty to the brand. And I don't think any player could destroy that.
The Red Sox have sold out more than 700 consecutive home games, a major league record. Cakebread says the true test of the team's image is always at the box office.
It will be fascinating to see in December whether there's any kind of decline in ticket sales.
En route to ending the 86-year championship drought, the 2004 Red Sox, also fondly known as the Idiots, drank shots of Jack Daniels before several postseason games. For winners, a nearly forgotten footnote. For losers, a potential PR nightmare. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.